It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And the contest is officially open, okay? We've been telling you about it all week, all day. The contest window is 5 to 5:30. This is opportunity number 4 of 5. We'll do it again tomorrow from 5 to 5:30. But if you'd like to win and jet set away, 2 people to Vegas to see the Scorpions in March perform at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. You will also stay for 2 nights at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. You will also get round-trip airfare for 2. All of that is there for you if you stick around for the next 30 minutes or so. And in this window, 5 to 5:30, we will give you the keyword. You will text that word to 20357, and you will be qualified. And you should stick around anyway, because in about 7 minutes, we're going to let you hear our conversation with Brandon Pajemski, and it was really fun. He was great. And so that's coming up in a few, and all you got to do is hang out and listen to that. So that's your assignment. Do it. Do it well. It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. And then, like, if we look at those standings, like, what if I did this? What if I run through the Western Conference, and based on both what you thought before the year and what you've seen in a small sample so far, who do you think is or is not a playoff team this year? Can we do that?
Sure.
All right, Utah Jazz.
They're not.
Okay,
they're
you can
not.
Just do yes or no, yeah. Right? I agree. San Antonio Spurs.
No.
Memphis Grizzlies.
No.
I'm with you. See, already.
I mean, play in but not play off. They got a play in potential, but they've got a lot of work to do. And you look at how young they are.
Yep.
All those guys we remember from Memphis other than Ja and Triple J's, they're all gone. Jaren Jackson Jr.
Well, and again, so dive into their schedule and go, okay, they're 2-3. They beat Utah by 2. They won a home game against Orlando by 13. They lost by double digits at Houston. They lost by double digits at home to Brooklyn. They lost at home by 3 to the Chicago Bulls. So I'd argue an easy schedule, and they've not handled it well. I'm with you. I don't think Memphis is a playoff team. Portland, how about that?
Yeah, no.
No. Okay, here's a tricky one. New Orleans.
No. I would thought they'd be a play-in team, but again, if we're talking playoffs, top 8, I don't think that they're good enough to get into the play-in and emerge.
They might. Remember, like, they were so injured this week, too.
Yeah, DeJounte I'm
Murray.
Not a big Brandon Ingram fan.
Okay.
Last night, Grandy's take-it-to-the-bank prediction was over. Brandon Ingram, 21.5 points. I heard it on my drive.
Yeah,
pulled out my prize
well.
Picks.
Save
thought about
Grandy.
Firing on it, and I thought, you know what? I don't want to have to root for Brandon Ingram to score a lot of points.
Yeah.
Your rationale was good. They don't have a lot of other weapons, but he went out there and he got suffocated.
Yeah, the defense.
By
the defense on him, and I was even more impressed by the defense on Zion.
Yeah.
Last night, man, the Warriors made things tough for him around the rim. He is such a load. So okay, I think that could be a playing team. I need more information on New Orleans because we haven't seen them at full strength. Okay, Denver.
Yep.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
Okay. Sacramento.
Adorable.
Well, always. The cutest little things you ever seen. Coochie, coochie, coo.
Yeah, I'm going to say no.
Really?
They're again, a play-in
team. I think they're a play-in team.
If you're giving me 8 teams in the playoffs, 6 locks and then 2 maybes, I'm going to keep them out.
Clippers?
I'll go yes on the Clippers.
I think the Clippers might be a play-in team, too.
Yep.
My gosh, they just have stars that don't play basketball.
Yeah.
They don't play. They don't play. And why would that change? Why all of a sudden would we sit here and be like, oh, well, Paul George and Kawhi, they'll play. Why? Why do you think they're going to play? They don't play. They don't ever play. And they're getting old anyway.
Yeah.
So
Paul George is gone, so I don't think he's going to play for the Clippers.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, yeah. But anyway, you had
me thinking because I'm like, Philly. He hasn't played for the Clippers. Yeah. He must be hurt.
No, but like, there's just something about the damn franchise. I don't know what it is, but it just doesn't go well. I think the Clippers are a play-in team.
Yeah.
Rockets.
Playoffs, yeah.
Playoffs?
I like the Rockets,
play-in.
Yeah. I would say play-in, but they make it out. They're a playoff team to me. Yeah. I like the Rockets.
I right now, I'm going to give you... Yeah, I'm going to give you the play-in teams right now. I think it's the Rockets, the Clippers, the Kings,
and the Pelicans.
No, I want to say the Lakers. I want to leave the Pelicans out and have the top six be Denver, Minnesota, Golden State, Dallas, Phoenix, Oklahoma City.
Yeah, I like that. Denver, Minnesota, OKC, Warriors, Phoenix, Dallas. That's your six.
Yeah.
And then I would put the Lakers and Rockets 7-8, and then Kings and probably the Clippers would be 9-10.
Something like
that.
And
then the Pels would be out.
Yeah, and I got the Thunder as the top seed. And we'll see about Minnesota and Denver. They both already have a couple of losses. Minnesota's reworked, so I don't know if I've got a gauge on that yet. Denver, I start to wonder if they're going to get like almost 49ers-esque. Are you going to get bored
Super
by the
Bowl
regular
hangover,
season?
Yeah.
We'll see about that. I think Phoenix looks rejuvenated, and they're so talented. And if they've kind of worked out their lineup issues, I think they can be really good. We already know the Mavericks are good. The Lakers are a little bit of a wild card to me. They looked exciting, and then they didn't, and they hate D'Angelo Russell. And the whole story that everybody's talking about is Bronny James, which is irrelevant when it comes to your record.
He's got a bucket.
Yes, he does.
And I predicted that he would get a bucket in that very game.
Really hard to do that, didn't they?
They did. They got it. 1-for-4.
Can they send him down now? Now that he's got the bucket,
there's nowhere to send him yet because the G League hasn't started.
I know it hasn't even started.
You got to send him home.
But
you can have him sit next to his younger brother and the rest of the family during games.
Yeah.
You're allowed to do that.
I don't know. Somewhere other than the game. But, you know, because again, I'm not here to hate on what happened, but it happened. So that's cool. Now do what you think is the right thing to do for your basketball team.
Yeah.
And if you want to continue to just be this like nightly, let's go check in on this week's soap opera. If you want to do that. I would imagine at a certain point the Lakers are going to be like, let's get down to a rotation and use that. Let's use the 8 or 9 best basketball players on our team.
It's funny you say that because they basically are playing 5 guys. They've got 5 guys averaging more than 30 minutes a game. So it's like the antithesis of the Warriors who, you get 20 minutes and you get 20.
Right.
Lakers have 5 guys who are playing almost the whole game.
I got to ask you something, dude. Don't say 5 guys in the 5 o'clock hour.
You get hungry, don't you?
I'm super hungry.
Sorry about that.
I'm so hungry in the 5 o'clock hour.
I'm going to eat it.
And the Lakers have players who go in and out.
That was rude. That was rude. And it's Halloween, and for some reason, we're the only office in America where nobody put candy all over the place.
We have 2 flavorless shortbread leftover cookies in the kitchen, and that's it.
That's it. There's no fun-size M&Ms, not peanut or regular.
Yeah.
Which one do you like better?
Oh, peanut. Yeah, it's not even close. The peanut M&M?
It is close.
I really don't think so. Okay. It's a blowout.
I know people love the peanut M&M. I find the regular to be more consistent.
They're called MMs in my house, and a certain somebody who I live with gets to have MMs when she chooses to sit in a certain location.
She knows that they're not named after her, right?
Oh, they're MMs.
Okay.
Have some MMs, go on potty. Okay, honey. Miley can have it.
Miley cannot
sure
have it. No, you can have it tonight. Oh, that my public service announcement for tonight.
Okay.
Don't be the house that hands out toothbrushes or something stupid like that because you think that you're saving America. Please, that's for every other night of the week or the year. Every other night of the year, if you want to be captain stick in the mud, do it. Do it, okay? Serve spinach for lunch if you want. That's fine. Don't do it tonight.
I got broccoli sprigs.
Let them have smeared chocolate all over their right cheek and their left too. And if you think I'm talking about either side of their body, whatever, it doesn't matter.
Oh.
Have fun. Be about sugar. Just tonight. Please. Please don't give them apples. They're going to throw them away anyway.
Or through your window, depending on your neighborhood.
Don't waste an apple. All right? No nuts. Period. Thank you. All right. Remember, we're in the window to win your trip to Vegas. So stay tuned. We're going to be giving you the keyword real, real soon. And also, we are going to let you hear our conversation with Brandon Pajemski from earlier today. So let's get to it, Potts. After the 104-89 victory over the Pelicans last night and a 4-1 start, joining us here on the River Islands guest line on Willard and Dibbs is none other than Brandon Pajemski. Hey, Pods, how you doing?
Good, guys. How are you guys?
We're good, man. That's the last time you're going to ask Coach to review a play, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Can you take us through that exchange and that conversation?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Jordan Hawkins on the right wing, and I hit the ball off either his leg or his hand, and I went off him, but the ref said, "Sir, ball," and I just looked to our bench and kind of animated and wanted us to challenge, but I didn't remember that we didn't have a challenge left because of the Draymond challenge, and so I'm not really sure, honestly, why I got the tech, because I wasn't really talking to the ref at all, but it is what it is.
Yeah, they would probably say for the demonstrative reaction, but Mark and I were talking about how you as a second-year player probably not getting the same amount of rope as a veteran like Draymond would get with the same reaction. But dwelling more on the positive 4-1 start, what do you think about the way the team overall has played so far through 5 games?
It's been good. I think our only downfall has been our turnovers offensively. I think defensively we've been very solid. Holding teams, you know, anywhere between 90 and 110 points, I think in every game so far, almost. And I think it's just been good to have some new coaches around, some new players around. All of us gel really well together and are kind of on the same page and want one thing, which is a championship.
Brandon, what does it mean to you guys to bank some early wins without Steph?
Definitely a confidence booster, and also, It's good to, I would say it's a blessing in disguise to have him out, because if you kind of wait till middle of the year and now he's out, I think it kind of becomes confusing, like, hey, which players are expected to do what? And I think since it was so early in the season, just being a couple games in, everyone's just kind of playing free out there, and the next man up just stepped up and we just kind of played and there wasn't any expectation. And so I think it's helped us. It's going to help us when, if he's out again, we kind of know what we're doing. And so I think it's a blessing in disguise, but we always want to step out there.
Of course, and fans want him out there as well, but fans also thrilled that you guys are 4-1 and a couple of those without Steph Curry. How do you approach the game, rather, when Steph's out? Does it change the way you go about playing, or do you just stick to what Pods does?
My mentality definitely switches for sure. A lot more aggressive. I think whether that's good or it's bad that I don't have that mentality when he's out there, I don't know, but I think all the little things that you see, the rebounding, the diving on the floor, playing defense, I think that's whether he's in the lineup or he's not, but I think looking kind of for my own shot and for my teammates more, I think when he's out is something that I do, just because, you know, a lot of times he has the ball, and so when he's not out there, someone else has to do it. But I think it's a good experience for me. I'm going to be still playing by the time he's retired. So someone's going to have to do it at some point in a Warriors uniform. And so I think I'm perfectly suited for it.
Brandon, how much longer you got to wear the mask?
Through this road trip. And then it should be off when Clay comes to town, November 12th.
And maybe you, I know you've addressed it a little bit already, but I wonder if you could tell our audience kind of how it affects you.
Yeah, I think it's more so my depth perception close up. It has nothing to do with my shooting or anything like that. It's more so getting into the paint, my peripherals, being able to see my teammates on layups, having to see the rim, because usually I'm just accustomed to just looking up with my eyes instead of having to lift my whole head. And if I just do that, I see the blurry mask. And so that's probably been the toughest part. Even yesterday, I knew it was bad when they had missed a shot and I went to grab a rebound and jump up. And I tried to grab it and the ball hit my face before my hands did. And so I was like, that's kind of weird. and I mean, I still got the ball, but I was like, is my depth perception, my hand-eye coordination that bad? But that's probably where it affects me most. So being able to have that off soon and being able to kind of see every which way, which I'm accustomed to having, is going to be a blessing.
Yeah, a blessing, but it feels like, I'm not to jinx it, but it might be somewhat temporary because of the way you go about playing. Does it make you pause at all with the way you play? Because you throw your body all over the place like a crash test dummy out there.
No, I don't think so. You know, whether I have the mask on or I don't, I think I'm always going to play the same way. I don't really, you know, ever go into a game thinking like, oh, I don't want to get hit in my face or I don't want to get hit. Like, I just don't kind of have that mindset. And so I just went it off just solely for the fact on offense that I can help my team be better.
Brandon Pajemski is with us here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Hey, Pods, you know, Draymond's name came up earlier in this conversation. He said something super interesting on the post game last night to the effect of really turning over a new leaf and wanting to be different around officials. And maybe I wonder, different around you guys. Do you see a different Draymond this year, and how would you describe it?
100%. Definitely a big swing from last year to this year. He's done a great job being a leader, both in practice, in the locker room, during games, in halftime, during timeouts, all kind of things that the old Draymond before last year was bringing to the team. And he's been great. And I think just to see him, how he handles the officials and stuff like that now, how that's changed has been super impressive, and it's led to, you know, the officials giving him more calls. Obviously, he's 4 out of 5 with his challenges this year, which is pretty good. But it's just been impactful, I know, for our young guys still to see what he brings to the table and what he's providing for us on a daily basis from a motivational standpoint and also a skill standpoint. You know, it's been incredible to see.
And what's the locker room vibe been like? Not to talk about, you know, last year versus this year, but just in general, the culture and the climate. You guys were 6-0 in the preseason. Now you're 4-1, and I know those games don't count for the standings, but the winning feeling has got to carry over, right?
It sure does. And it's just a bunch of high energy, high life guys that just care about winning. And it's easy to say, you know, when you're winning, but even after the Clippers loss, the feeling that we had from last year to this year, I think it was very different. Obviously, everybody's upset that we had lost to the Clippers, but you could just feel that it was different than a loss last year. And we understood what we could have done better, and it was our turnovers against the Clippers. It wasn't our defense. Our defense was good enough to win that game. But I think everyone just brings a winning mindset. And, you know, you look at guys like Kyle, who against New Orleans, not yesterday, but the day before, went 0-for-9, but had 5 steals and was a +10 or something in the +-minus. And it's just little things like that you don't need to score to impact winning. We have a bunch of guys like that.
Pods, you guys are clearly focused on defense, and so far it looks so much better. To what do you attribute that?
I would say Jerry Stackhouse. I think everybody's buy-in. Combination of those two things. You know, I think the beautiful part about Jerry is he played in the NBA. He was a good defender in his own right. He was a college head coach. And so him bringing what he's learned and experienced through, you know, whatever level that may be at, has been really good. And I think because he's had experience in the NBA, guys like Steph and Draymond have kind of accepted what he brings and trust him to a degree. And I think what I said yesterday in my post game press conference, that he's dumbed it down so much that he eliminates the gray area in defense. And obviously in basketball, there's a bunch of gray area plays. And, you know, the team that's best in those gray areas usually is one of the better teams in the league. But I think he's done a great job through camp and through these first couple of games that he's dumbed down our principles so much that everybody knows what we're doing. If this happens, then we're doing this. And so I think he's done a great job with that. And it allows everybody, whether you have high IQ, low IQ, no IQ, you can figure it out because it's super black and white.
And does that come from like help coverages and just general principles about, well, if this player gets beat to this side, it becomes much more of an automatic coverage as opposed to a read and react defense?
I don't think it's necessarily personnel based. Obviously before games, we will decide, like, if Zion has the ball here, what are we going to do? Like that kind of thing. But I think in general, it's just more where our help's coming from, what rotations we're making, how are we helping each other on baseline drives, what pass is the driver least likely to make, let's give that up. All those kind of things he takes into account. And like Draymond had mentioned, we have a defensive chart after every game that Jerry goes and grades and gives it back to us the next day. And so we have competitions within our individual selves of who can, you know, have the highest plus minus in terms of his defensive chart every game.
Brandon Pajemski's with us here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Pods, speaking of what was said after the game, did we hear you say that when you're done playing hoops, you want to play baseball?
I mean, if the opportunity presents itself and I have no things left to give with basketball and that's done with, it wouldn't hurt to try to stay active for as long as I can. But yeah, I mean, you guys know I'm a baseball player at heart, and I've always played. So to be out there and have live competition again would be something cool.
I'm looking at the scouting report right here, and it's talking about it. And I'm actually looking at video of you as a high schooler and, you know, good left-handed swing. You got a nice little curveball on the hill. Would you want to be a pitcher, first baseman, or the new Shohei Ohtani and do both, Pods?
I would want to do something similar to Ohtani where – I don't know if this is possible, but I would like to be a closer. So it's one inning,
okay,
here and there. On the days that I might pitch, I might not, play some center field, and then also hit.
Okay, so I just want to make sure I've got this right.
Get it right.
Yeah, you want to hit and play center field. You also want to be a closer, but you don't want to start any of this till you're 35 years old. Do I have that right?
I mean, whenever basketball's over.
Well, how long are you planning to play? You're doing pretty good. I don't know if you know this. You were on the old rookie team, Brandon.
Good little player.
Yeah, like you might stick and stay, you know?
No, I'm saying I might be 40. I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah. Forget 35. Why are you trying to run him out, Mark? 35.
My fault, as one of your teammates once said.
Fantastic.
Yeah, okay. I'm not going to tell you that you can't.
Yeah. I mean, it's there. It's there.
Okay. All right. Brandon Pajemski is with us here on Willard and Dibbs. Hey, by the way, also, and this is just, I'm not saying I don't like it. Here's what I am saying. We notice that when players come into the league, and this is actually any pro sport, they really start to, once they get comfortable, then you start to see that self-expression coming out. So I mean this with love, Brandon. What's the plan going forward with the hair?
The plan going forward with the hair, I'm not honestly sure. It actually is funny you brought that up because I get at least 6 or 7 text messages in my DMs from random people after every game that say, let me braid your hair. Let me do this with your hair. And so it's a cool little thing. I love my hair. I know I am young, but I'm not going to have it forever.
You're not kidding.
And I'm blessed with healthy curls from my mom and my dad. And so, I don't know, I just like them. It's a part of my personality. I know a bunch of kids dressed up like me as Halloween. Mike Dunleavy, his kid at school, one of his friends was me for Halloween, and you could just see the hair. So I think it's just a staple to who I am. And when kids see me, they think of my hair, you know, right away. And so I think I'm going to keep it.
Dude, you answered my question before I asked it. I'm like, I know for sure if someone was going to dress up as a warrior for Halloween, it's going to be you because of the hair.
Yeah, a bunch of people texted me pictures of their kids. Obviously, Mike sent a picture of one of his kids' friends at school. And so it's been really cool to see just the impact that my hair alone and how my play on the basketball court has impacted the community.
It's been a great impact, and I would just encourage you to not be afraid to branch out like JK, your teammate, who went with the braids, he went with the twisties, then he went to the shortcut, and now he's going blonde. So you can branch out, Brandon, and people are still going to love you.
Yeah, I think that's the beautiful thing about, you know, the pedestal that we have as basketball players. We can kind of do things, and people are going to like it or they're not going to like it. And, you know, it could be a trend-setting thing. And so, obviously, I'm not going to go crazy with it, but I'm just going to be, you know, Brandon Pajemski, and that's that.
Love it. And you guys are on pace to go 66-16, so go get it done.
We will sure try.
Thanks for coming on, man. That was a blast.
Yes, thanks for having me, guys.
All right, there he is.
Pods.
That's BP, y'all.
That's right.
There he is,
yep.
Brandon Pajemski. Got all the answers, man.
Yeah.
Including all the DMs of Halloween costumes.
And all of the baseball, the future in baseball, which I guess would be in about 18 years when he's 40. He's just going to walk off the floor and onto the diamond and be Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, no problem.
It's that easy.
Yeah, I don't see why that wouldn't happen. That's usually the way it works.
Yeah.
So anyway, look, we want to get to your Warrior phone calls. We will shortly. Also, if you did not hear what Draymond Green said after the game last night, we think it's relevant, and we'll play it for you in a moment. But right now it is time. If you want to win two tickets to the Scorpions March 6th show at PH Live at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. Yeah, at a two-night hotel stay at Planet Hollywood and round-trip airfare for two to Vegas. This is your chance. We're about to give you the keyword that you need. Once you have it, you're texting it to 20357. Again, we'll give you the word. You text it to 20357. You do that, and you're entered into the drawing to win the flyaway to Vegas. And then you'll have another chance, your final chance again tomorrow between 5 and 5:30, which, by the way, just confirmed that's when Patrick Willis is going to join
All
us
right.
at 5:15. So now you've got two reasons to be listening between 5 and 5:30. So are you ready? The keyword to text is dynamite.
All right.
Text the word dynamite to 20357, and you will be entered to win. Good luck. And even if you do that today, yes, you can do it again tomorrow and increase your chances for victory.
Yeah.
Okay.
D-Y-N-A-M-I-T-E, just in case you are spelling challenged.
That's right.
That is the spelling. And it's a song by Scorpions, Dynamite.
Yeah, it's also the key phrase of a character in a very old show called Good Times. That was spelled a little bit different.
It was.
That was dynamite!
Completely.
Shout out to all of the people who have had their 45th birthday. That's probably how old you need to be to get that reference.
At least.
Anyway, dynamite to 20357. Good luck. I thought this was dynamite because for some reason, this time, I believe it. Draymond Green after the game, NBC Sports Bay Area.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, it's a fresh start. You know I coming in, I had an awful year last year. It was just not right. Didn't play well, didn't act well. And, you know, I want to show the real me. I want to show the growth. You know, I talked last year about being a champion of change, arguing with referees. These guys are human. They make mistakes, and I'm trying to understand that. It's such an emotional game. I play, you know, one of my best attributes is playing with my emotions. And so taking that next step and learning how to play with those emotions, but knowing where to channel those is a big, important step for me and something that I'm really focusing on this year.
Someone help me with why I believe him this time around. Well, Draymond Green, a new day that is more aware, more conscious, more patient with referees, all of it. I don't know, man. I believe him for some reason.
I do too, and maybe it is because of the gray in his hair, which indicates he's older and, you would hope, wiser. And also something you mentioned earlier that I kind of am buying into more and more is the unprompted nature and the timing of when this comes out. Because when he punches his teammate and he doesn't get suspended, but then he comes out and says, these are things that I can't do, and these are the steps I need to make amends and all the rest of it. Okay, you did that after an episode. And last year when you choke Gobert and you get suspended, and then you flail punch Nurkic and you get suspended for a month, and then you come back and you talk about wanting to be a champion of change and all the rest of it, it feels more reactionary. This feels more reflective, Mark, where he's reflecting on last year. He's looking at his career and seeing, all right, I've got 2 more years under contract or 3 more years under contract, and that's probably going to do it for me in the NBA. So I do see a more appreciative individual. He's more reflective, and I think that he does want to improve in these areas that have been a struggle for him.
So we're taking your calls on it. When you hear that from Draymond, do you buy it? Like, is there a new Draymond that you think is going to be sustainable? Let's go to Jason in the city. Jason, thank you for calling Willard and Dibbs. What's up?
Good evening, gentlemen. I'd have to agree. He does appear more distinguished, for sure. And I'd like to believe him. I believe there's a pattern of behavior that may suggest that we'll see more texts going forward. So, yeah, I mean, I think Draymond has a great head on his shoulders. I think he always has, but he is a passionate man. He recognizes this. He's going to get riled up from time to time. He's quoted as saying, you know, he understands last year was bad. I mean, the smack on the Bosnian, the chokehold on the Frenchman, probably not acceptable behavior. But, yeah, going forward, he received a tech in game one, or was that game one, game two? And if Pods gets one for demonstrative reaction to the call as he had, we'll see some more out of Dre. So I want to believe him. I think we'll see more techs as we have in the past. Last year was an anomaly.
Well,
and if you would, go ahead.
No, well, Jason, go ahead and finish up, because I want to react to one thing in particular you already said, but go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to bring up, because I feel like there hasn't been enough attention paid to Looney. I know we talked about, or the announcers had talked about how he's fasting and he's paid a lot of attention to his health over the offseason, but I think that he's looking great. He's looking fresh or fresher than last year. We're looking at, I think, a Looney of the 2021-2022 season. I think we'll see production on those levels. Like, if you were to make the minutes match, we'll get that level of production. You can really see his jawline now. He's looking like a Chad. I mean, did you see the guy? He spun. A couple games ago, he tried to spin to the basket. I just thought that was so cool.
He does look better offensively. You're already in a short sample. Jason, thank you very much. I just want to add this, though, because he's saying, I do think we're going to see more technicals. I don't mind a few technicals.
Right.
I don't think that's what this is about. When Draymond says, I need to be more aware of the officials, I need to act better, sure, part of that is technical fouls. But a few of those are fine. And he's right. Pods got one last night. No, I'm not bothered by that. Got a technical foul. Draymond Green is going to get some technical fouls. What I think you need to see is, when you get a technical, what do you do next? And when another player gets under your skin, what do you do? Keep your hands and your legs off of the other players.
Right.
Don't get suspended. Don't get tossed out in the first quarter of basketball games. Things like that are going to be the things that tell me that Draymond Green is indeed a new guy.
Ejections and suspensions, for me, are the two big ones. Technical fouls are going to happen. Steve Kerr is going to get them. Even Steph Curry got a couple last year, and that is just the natural part of being in a competitive game where there is a back and forth with the officials that's allowed, and you go too far, you get a tech, fine. It's just getting thrown out of a game where they need you still to play basketball, and then getting suspended either because you reach the technical limit or you do something egregious, and I'm just afraid I'm not too worried about it this year, but I do know if it happens, another incident where his leg or his arm or something gets into another player, he's more likely to get a stiff penalty based on his past. We know that.
888-957-9570. J-Dub in Concord is next up. Hi, J-Dub. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thank you. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I just want to say I think that, you know, the Warriors coming off the big three, letting Klay go, sends a quiet message to Trey, like, hey, listen, they're not afraid to let one of the big three go. I think Curry showed some frustration last year with both Klay and Draymond. You know, Steph wants to win, so I'll take the response off here. Thanks.
J-Dub, thanks. Yeah, interesting. I mean, I think we're still early in this, and I think I've already learned that we need to tiptoe a little bit into the whole, like, Jordan Poole's gone, Klay Thompson's gone, now everybody's happy. You know, like, I don't think that that's how they feel. There is something organic about this particular group that clearly seems to be very, very pleased with the vibe and how they feel about all of it. I think it's going to be a difficult putt for the Warriors, but I think they're trying to get that point across without having people translate it as, we're happy that Klay's gone.
And it's impossible to draw the distinction between the two things and not tie it back to Klay, especially when you know that Klay was mostly unhappy last year, or at least grumpy or dissatisfied, whatever he was, you could see it, and it did permeate the room. And when you've got an NBA team with 15 guys on an active roster and you're traveling together, we got a 5-game road trip coming up, which I think spans 9 days. So you're talking about 15 guys and a handful of coaches, and you're all together, and that's pretty much it. You're going to spend all your free time with each other. So if the vibes aren't right, it's hard to not have that carry over onto the floor. And I'm really going to look at it in about a month or so when you're going to have somebody playing less just by the very nature of a 12-man, 13-man rotation. So what does that player do? Is that player going to be frustrated? If it's Kyle Anderson or Moses Moody or Kevon Looney, they're all going to react differently. But when we start to see that shake out, that's when I'll be able to check the vibe a little bit more. When you lose 3 games in a 5-game stretch, and you know maybe there's some frustrating things that happen, that's when you can really look in on the vibe,
well,
I think.
I also, again, just to kind of reboot this point, I don't know. I can't remember at least another time where Draymond addressed this at a time where people weren't asking for him to address it.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody was asking for Draymond to address his behavior after Game 5. But it came up because it's clearly on his mind. And I've watched this before, too, in my own life. You see it with people where, gosh, it feels like it takes them 8,000 times of being reminded until they finally get the message. But then something happens and they do. And maybe that's their own maturity, or maybe that is some specific event. And I do wonder if indefinite suspension, and who knows what conversations we don't even know about, But something feels like either the suspensions last year got to him, or Draymond has a renewed awareness of how little time he has left, or a combination of both.
It's a combination,
yeah,
I'd think. And you look at his career and you realize that you're getting down to the end of it here, the nitty-gritty. And even when you're playing a round of golf, and we love the round of golf analogy because you and I both golf, and you're having a wonderful day, and it's good holes and bad holes, and you get to the 16th hole, and you're thinking, man, I want to enjoy these last three and see if I can't scratch out a birdie here, because we're down to the last three holes, and this golf round is going to end, and I won't be able to play golf for another month or whatever the time period is, and you want to enjoy it. And I think he looks at his career now and says, all right, this is it. I've got 2, 3, that's probably going to do it for my career, yep. So not only how do I want to be remembered, because he'll be remembered as a 4-time champ at least, one of the great defensive players of his era, and a volatile guy. There's no way he can put aside all of the incidents that have already happened, so how can he end it? How do you end your career? What kind of note, you know?
Hey, look, everybody, it's Gene in Oakland on the phone. Hi, Gene, what are you doing? Are you going trick-or-treating tonight?
No, I'm taking the dog to the park right now.
Okay.
My wife's taking care of trick or treat. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
You want to come over? You want to come over and get a Milky Way? You're welcome.
If you had said Reese's, anyways, I'd have been on my way. But yeah, yeah, maybe a Butterfinger, but not for a Milky Way. That's not worth it.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
All right. Look, as far as Dre goes, look, as I've said many times, I'm his biggest fan, or one of his biggest fans. And I 100% believe that, he's 100% sincere when he says, he's making every effort and he's going to try his best. And this sounds like a new awareness and all that. But I really think that this was a serious enough problem that I'm not 100% convinced that he's completely on top of it. For me, the test will be, if he's in the heat of a battle, especially in an important game, and he suddenly gets provoked by the other player, whether he's defending or the other player's defending him, somebody pulls his jersey or pulls him down on the floor. That's when I want to see his reaction to that.
Yep.
If he can handle that, if he can manage that, I'm on board that he's made major progress.
Yeah, Gene, thanks. I think I'm with Gene on that one. This is not about, like, Draymond Green now has to be this choir boy who never speaks to officials in an aggressive way. I don't feel that way at all. But when you do get, whether it's Rudy Gobert or anyone else, who really, LeBron, somebody who knows how to get him going, and how does he react to that? I think in general in life, that's when we find out about people, which is how, it's their reaction to things.
Right, adversity. Yep. And for Draymond, he's going to know that people are coming after him. And I think the first big test is coming up on this road trip. When you go to Boston, you're going to have 20,000 fans all over you and a Boston team that is probably still better than the Warriors, and so there's going to be some frustration.
We're brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water. 888-957-9570. You buying that Draymond is a new man? Plus, we got a Puka Nacua injury update that we will pass along in just a moment on Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Bay Area is Lindy Waters. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. You know what, Dibs? I like your picks.
Yeah, Lindy!
Lindy is Dr. Feelgood this week,
man. Come on, Lindy!
Lindy just introduced himself right on, and comes out, first game as a Warrior, pops 21 points. He's just like, what? What? I wake up shooting threes.
Yep.
What, y'all didn't know? And then last night he only had three, but whatever. I still thought I still thought he did a lot of smart things on the basketball court. I am a Lindy Waters fan, although less now that he complimented you.
Well, come on.
Just a little bit less.
That's one version. I'm sure there's another one that Grandy's holding on to, and I appreciate that, Grandy, because it feels like I've been piled on today. There's been a lot of your big stink. Yeah, thanks, buddy. No. And it's nice to have a Warrior have my back here, especially as my current pick doesn't stink yet.
Not yet.
Although,
not yet.
There is a certain stench to it.
Well, it's early.
Yeah, but my God.
The stench is two ways right now.
Yeah, exactly. There's just the whole game is stenchy.
I mean.
But Aaron Rodgers is done. I don't know if anybody. Aaron Rodgers is now a problem. He might be the problem.
Right?
Not so much just him, but the commitment to him, the handing the reins to him that the organization has done, the firing the coach, the plucking out all of his favorite receivers and seemingly playing fantasy football with Aaron, and making that be your actual team, that's a problem.
That's a big problem.
That's a problem.
Well, and the problem goes further up the ladder. If you're allowing one guy to kind of dictate what you do with your team, that means that your organization stinks.
Yeah.
Your owner, your GM, from the top down, and everybody sure. else. I mean, it's an embarrassment, but it's a waste of a fantastic defense, too, because through it all, that D's been mostly good.
It's a solid defense. They've got skill position players everywhere. Yep. They got a lot of stuff, but they got a leadership problem.
Yeah. And as we think about the Warriors, that's one thing that you can't really look at and say that they have as a problem. The leadership seems pretty solid, and if Draymond Green can really be this new Draymond Green, still be a destructive force on the court but not outside the lines, then this team can really be, if healthy, I think that they can be a factor down the road.
No question about it. More on that in a sec. I did promise we'd pass along the Puka Nacua news. If you were with us earlier, Puka kind of got everybody going by not showing up to his media availability today, and it was announced by the Rams that he could not do it because he had suffered a knee injury and become limited in practice. That got everybody's Puka shells up because he obviously is still coming off of a knee injury, just played last Thursday night for the first time, played very well, but he's missed almost the entire year. And when you can't even show up for the media availability, it was like, oh my God, did he re-injure it? Is it bad? Adam Schefter has now followed up with, it is not believed to be serious. That does not mean that he's automatically in for this week. That is still TBD, but it is not believed to be a serious injury that is going to keep Puka out for a long period of time. So,
that's great news.
That's good news for the Rams and good news for all of you Puka fantasy owners
out
there.
And you have him on at least one team, I'm sure.
I have him on a team. Mark Grandy over here has got him on two teams. He's got two arms up right now.
Yeah.
It's a celebration sensation in there.
Yeah, that's a buck. Yeah. And I wonder if he still will be able to play on Sunday or not. It's yet to be determined. It's not a good sign.
Rams have Seattle this week?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. That was a big game.
Huge game.
I mean, you could argue from a 49ers standpoint that you want the Rams to win that game.
You could. I mean, I think you'd rather have Seattle win because you hold the tiebreaker on Seattle and you don't on the Rams right now.
Yeah, it's a little early to get too hot and bothered about tiebreakers. You're going to play them both again.
Yes, but you have beaten Seattle and you haven't beaten the Rams, so you would rather wind up in a tie with Seattle knowing that you beat them again than you hold that tiebreaker. That's all.
Speaking of Draymond's leadership and speaking of Buddy Hield and all of us loving listening to him talk, take a listen to this. This is Buddy on Draymond's defense.
First of all, he just gifted. He's twitchy. He's vocal. He understands it. He's the reason why he's the defensive player of the year. He's master defense, you know, like not Steph, master offense. He's one of the guys that like, he just understands defense. He knows position. He knows when he's late, when he's on time. He knows when to X out. He just have a knack for it. And, you know, I see why him and Steph have that two-man tandem together. They just understand and he know when to build his teammates out. And sometimes in some games, he would get five stuffs in a row. And, like, I'd be on the bench and Melt was like, yo, Draymond just get five stuffs in a row and nobody even talk about it. But that's the little things he do and, you know, and it speaks volume.
Okay, couple things. I want to reboot a point that I made earlier. Hey, Sacramento Kings fans, what's the matter with you? You don't like this guy?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? He is the most infectious personality I've seen come into the Bay Area as a new player on a team in a long time. And, oh, by the way, he knocks a bunch of threes down every game. What do you not like about him?
Well, he did that in Sacramento, too. He shot it well, but I think that it's a Sacramento problem more than it is a Buddy Hield problem. Until you had De'Aaron Fox and Domas Sabonis and this group actually go to the playoffs and actually, I don't even know if they've won a series, have they? They didn't beat the Warriors. And so, but they're getting closer. They're at least getting a taste of it. And so before that, it just felt like another player coming here, another highly drafted guy. And we had RJ and Napa earlier, a caller who made that point, like, you know, Jimmer Fredette and all these other guys that were drafted in the lottery who didn't work out. So they kind of default to that negativity,
I
think.
Well, I think I get it now, which is that, I'm sorry, adorable fans. This is your fault. This is a you thing.
Yeah.
Like, I get that you wanted him to be the savior, and it was a long line of people that you thought would be the savior, and they're not the savior. But for some reason, the fact that this guy has drawn your ire makes absolutely no sense. And if he was miscast, that's not his fault. Like, number six pick in the draft, and you want him to be an NBA one? Well, sure. How many of those guys actually are there out there? There are not enough of them for every team to even have one. And so he's not that. But he can do this. He can certainly do what the Warriors are asking him to. And my gosh, he nails a press conference. He has a great attitude with this team. Now, the other part of it is this. He's talking about defense. And, you know, in the age of us always talking about how boring the San Francisco Giants have been, there's two areas with my sports teams where I actually want boring. And so we're not going to spend a ton of time throughout the year talking about this. I hope it's just consistently there and boring. There's two things. I think that defense in the NBA is boring, and I think that offensive lines in football are boring. And give me boring, because I think that good play at those two spots are also imperative in those sports for either of those teams to do well. Nothing in baseball is allowed to be boring. Your NBA offense can't be boring. In the NFL, your skill position offense, your defense, those things can't be boring. But your offensive line can be boring, which means they're good. And in the NBA, your defense can be boring, which means they're good. And they're going to need that if they're actually going to have a good season.
You're not going to like this, but your starting pitching can also be boring. And the individual is not boring, but the way he pitches kind of is, and it's Logan Webb. He just throws it about 88 or 89.
I see what you're saying.
He throws the sinker. It's just a ground ball waiting to happen. If it wasn't for his personality, which is phenomenal, great guy, sports fan, love Logan Webb, but your starting pitching can be boring, and that can be okay, because Logan Webb doesn't necessarily wow you with radar readings and high strikeout totals. He just kind of goes out there and gives you seven, gives up four or five hits, couple of runs, strikes out four or five, and just gets you in the ball game every single time out.
I feel you. I know what you mean. He doesn't have a Tim Lincecum flair to him, but I also, I don't know. I don't. That comes down to whether or not you find that kind of thing boring.
Yeah.
Logan will show a flair on the mound, even though his stuff isn't overwhelming.
Agreed.
So I'm not really bored by it.
And I would push back a little on the offensive line part of it, too, because when you watch Trent Williams, for example, and he gets out into space and that big seven and that big one is rumbling and bumbling, and he's looking to hunt somebody down.
It's fun.
It gets exciting. It's more of a excitement on the second time you watch a play, like, and they go to the replay. Look at Trent Williams, because the first time you watch a play, we're all ball watching.
Nobody's watching. Right. Yeah, that's what I mean. If I see the offensive line, it's usually because someone threw a flag.
Yeah, good point. And somebody got beat. Right.
Unless, you know, if you want to dive into tape or whatnot after the fact, I see what you mean. But yeah, I want to not think about the offensive line. I want you to just create holes, create time, and don't commit penalties. That's pretty much it. Grandy, what are you doing? What's happening here in a few minutes?
We're going to hear from Bonte and Shasky coming up in about 6 or 7 minutes. They're having a similar conversation as you guys, talking about how the vibes around the Warriors right now kind of feel 2022-like.
Impeccable. They're impeccable. That's Grandy. He's coming up, and it's brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Happy Halloween, everybody. Be safe. Kids, if you're listening, please Call your parents. Stay close by. Don't get too crazy tonight. And then also eat as much candy as you possibly can, because tonight's the night that it's okay. What are you doing with Myla?
She's going to be out and about. She'll be home and back by the time I get there.
By the time you get home.
And the candy that she collected that she has never had before will be passed out to kids who come to the door. It's a bad beat for a two-year-old.
It's a re-gifter.
That's the way that's going to have to go tonight. Yeah,
I get it. Yep. I get it.
Over 6.5 houses, Dibs. Come on, cash me out.
Yeah, I'll let you know. It actually might be going on right now.
You could do the Jimmy Kimmel thing where you take a video of you taking the candy from her and then getting a video of her crying.
That's a little mean.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. It's kind of funny, though, to watch after the fact. If it's not your kid.
She'll be plied with ice cream instead.
All right,
it's good. More speed.
You want to do it again tomorrow?
Yeah, this is fun.
All right, let's do it again tomorrow. It'll be Friday. That'll be fun. For Dibs, for Grandy, for Lucas. I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.